Hi, this is the Marysville Board of Education special meeting of Tuesday, June 5th, 2012. Can I have a roll call, please?
Mr. Mabee.
Here.
Mrs. Greer. Here. Mrs. Devine. Here. Mr. Lassiter.
Here.
Mrs. Powers. Here.
Okay, we're going to discuss finances and personnel. I don't know how that got on there, but anyway, just to set the stage for this meeting, I believe we call this meeting because we haven't officially kind of set a levy number to the finances that we've been talking about. And so I think at this point we really have to have one so we have something to talk to, something to have a stake in the ground. I believe that's why we called this, unless I'm mistaken. So I'd like to make sure that when we leave here today we have a levy number. It may not be the final levy number, but is a number that the board is comfortable with talking about and moving forward with. So,
just for your information,
yes.
Last night when we met with the finance committee, we told them, or we showed them the 5-year financial projection where that ended, and that one came out to be a 5 mil levy with a $2,085,000 balance,
right.
I think it was.
And I think that's where I'd like to start
so
this
that's
discussion.
Where we started with them.
Yeah. And that's since that's where the board left off after approving that. That's probably a good place for us to start. And then and then however you want to, I mean, I'll let Cindy lead that discussion and kind of where we want to go with that.
We did, I just passed out the difference scenarios that we looked at, basically. So we can. I've got the forecast up here. We can do some more what if scenarios. We can do whatever you want on it. A 5 mil levy passed in November of 2012 would give us an ending balance of $2,584,544.
If I can just interject, and just so everybody's clear, that includes a 1% decrease per year for TPP.
Yes.
That includes 4 additional people if needed, correct?
In
the last 3 years. That includes
possible 2% pay raises.
2% for pay.
And that's a 2% pay increase per year for
each of the 3 years.
Each of 3 years. And then again,
yes. What's in the 5-year forecast?
Yes,
that's
correct. Correct.
Yeah. That's just
yes.
Right.
2%. Right. Yes.
And then was there
8% on the increase for insurances, as it is in the negotiated agreement.
Right.
Which is what we have.
Okay.
To show.
I just want to make sure while we were sitting down at the meeting, and anybody listening at home, they would know where we're starting from.
And those were the biggest ticket items, correct, too, that effect of it. That's very quickly the finance committee came to those last night.
Correct.
We still aren't closed out for the fiscal year, which is June 30th. We just closed out this morning for May, and I haven't even had a chance to look at those numbers to see where we're at in May. There are a couple things that have come up since we passed the forecast. One is districts in the surrounding area are now coding their open enrollment students. Currently, they're coding them open enrollment. They were coding them as following the parent. So that means our money is going to them as open enrollment in an extra $200,000 this year. Looked at the last, we just found that out at the end of May.
So that's an additional loss of $200,000 for us?
Additional loss of $200,000 per year.
That's not in this forecast?
That's not in this forecast.
Okay.
It could be more, depending. There is one thing that we haven't discussed that we thought about last year, brought it up for discussion. We have 7 staff members that bring their children here, which isn't a lot compared to other districts, but they bring their children, live in other districts, and we code them and charge them $500 to bring them. Well, if we code them as open enrollment coming in, it'd be $5,000 a piece coming in. So that'd be more money coming into the district. We do not currently have an open enrollment policy. We have to approve it in April for the following school year. So if we want to start thinking about that for the following school year, we need to put that on our radar for this school year to get it done before April the 1st. So there's another possibility of some.
And not to get too deep into that, but you can limit that open enrollment however you want, correct?
Absolutely. We can set that policy however we want. So,
It has limits,
right.
You can't say we'll only take good students.
Yeah.
You can't say that.
Can you say we'll only take staff students?
You can say, you know, we don't have to overcrowd our classes or anything like that.
Yeah.
So is that going to open a Pandora's box then for us?
Well, then, is there a way you could do that so that we weren't getting additional special needs kids other than who we live here, since they require the most money?
It sounds like no.
I don't think so.
But I know when we talked about it last year, Larry seemed to suggest, at least, that we can say, well, we have space in these grades, in these areas, and I would think that certain levels of special needs,
yes,
then you could say, we, you know, but
yeah,
not.
Yeah, but your reason's got to be the space.
Right, the
right.
space, right.
Exactly.
Yeah. There, I think you're fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
But that's something that we need to look into and talk to ODE and how to handle that, because, but that is an area that we can look at and say, okay, so maybe we should start looking at that too.
And it takes it from 500 to 5,000,
yes,
per child.
Yes.
That's pretty much an extra 32,000 for the year for those,
yeah,
seven people.
Yeah. It's not a whole lot of money, but it's, you know, it's something that we just need to look at.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's one area. Those were the big areas. The other thing that we don't have in here that we possibly may get, I don't know, casino money. They say maybe $21 per student. Maybe, you know, until I see it, I'm not going to believe it. I also feel that it's going to be just like the lottery. We got it for a while, extra lottery dollars that we would get, and now it's supplanting our general fund revenue. So, you know, it's just how you have to look at it. So that's another area that we'll look at again once we get through all this and see what actually happens. But so those are the areas within the forecast that really could change, but it's not very much.
Right.
So the 5 mils would get us through fiscal year 16. Now, we also talked last night, and I'm just going to bring everybody up to date on the type of levy. So you can have a millage levy. It can either be up to five years, or it could be permanent. You could have emergency levy, and the difference between an emergency levy and a regular operating levy is that the emergency levy goes for a certain dollar amount. You collect that dollar amount. The auditor says what the millage is on that. So if you want to say, I want to collect $2 million a year, the auditor would figure what that millage would be. And that's how much it would be. And you would still collect that $2 million in cases where, like in the last few years, our values have went down, our millage rates stayed the same because of that.
Do you have to show any kind of special need for an emergency levy?
No.
You don't?
No. It's just the name of it.
It can be up to 5 years. Is it similar as the other
Yes.
ones?
It's only a 5 year.
Only a 5 year.
You can.
Yeah.
You can.
Up to 5 years.
You can't renew it, though.
Yes,
right?
You can renew emergency levies. It also does one other thing. If we are closer to the 20 mil floor, it does not count against the 20 mil floor. Mm-hmm. So that's another area that
we
can look
close
at.
From
no.
Okay.
Right now we're at 27. So no.
That's a long way down.
Yeah. So that, you know, so those are the things that you can look at. talking with Ed Cavessa today, we could shorten the two renewals, or we could shorten a new levy so that instead of having, if we pass this one in November of 2012 for 5 years, okay, another 2017, we'll be looking at that. 2000, if we go the two that are up for renewal next year, we'll be passing those and only do those for 5 years. We'll be doing those in 2018, and then we've got another one in 2000. So you're going to be on the ballot every year. You can shorten them up and combine them. We can do those type of things. We could, you know, say, okay, we've got these two that are coming up. Make this, if we go for a new levy, make this only last to when those two end. Instead of making a 5-year, make it a 4-year levy. You can do that. And that way then you can combine them after you get those two renewed again. And so that you're combining them at one in one timeline.
So then you're on just once every 5 years.
Once every 5 years. The other one that will come up the following year, instead of making it 5 years, make it 4 years and combine them all. So those are the type of things that we can do later on, or we could look at it this right now as far as how many years do we want this to go out. Being that if we're looking at only till 2016, it's going to last us 4 years, basically. So we could shore it to that point and go forward with it.
Is the millage amount the same for a 4-year levy?
Yeah.
I mean, it would still be the same, right?
Yeah, it would still get you to the same. Yeah. We'd only be collecting it for 4 years instead of 5.
Gotcha.
We'd have a bigger cash balance.
Right.
No, the cash balance.
You just have to renew it, and then
you'd have to
renew
it.
Year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, your cash balance would not change. It just would, in fact, the 17 would look worse.
Until you renewed it.
Or did something different. Okay. So those are some options that we can talk about later on once we decide what type of levy millage you're looking at and all. So the other options that we put on here, 5 mil levy voted in 2013 would only last until 2015, because 2016 you'd still have a negative balance. A 5.8 mil levy would get us passed in 2013, would get us through fiscal year 17. A 6 mil levy would get us through with a carryover balance in fiscal year 17 of 2.9. If you look at it, it's about almost a one mil if we go now compared to having to go in 13. So that's another thing to remember. The fiscal year, I did two for 7.5 mils. One does not have any additional staff or salary increases in fiscal year 17. The second one does. And then the 7.8 does and shows that we could get through fiscal year 18 at 7.8 mils passed in 2013. So I just was playing around with the numbers, and that's all that is.
Gotcha. So what came out of the Finance Committee meeting last night then? Did you cover that? I mean, did you talk about millages last night?
We talked about millages. I think they were very... I don't know if they were very comfortable. I think they were comfortable with the 5 mils.
Some of them were. They weren't voted, right?
They feel that we should have a cash balance policy.
I agree.
That we need to have something on that so that we can keep track of that better.
They also seem to be open to the idea of that even if you establish a cash balance policy of we want a certain amount, like we said, 1 month, that they seem to be open to the idea that maybe the first time to get there, you may have to do it incrementally. You may have to say, well, this time we're going to try to have this much carryover.
Yeah, instead of trying to do it all at once.
Yeah. If it made a difference in millage, and it does.
Sure.
Yeah.
And the one thing I mentioned last night is if we're going to do a cash balance policy, then we really need to not be in deficit spending. Because to have cash balance, I mean, to carry cash balance, you can't be in deficit spending. So the one thing we talked about is the board, at least Bill, I don't know, you can say how you mentioned it, but you talked about the board coming up with a policy or something along those lines that we try to not be in deficit spending.
Sure.
Because it really seems useless to have a cash balance.
You're just going to eat away at it.
You're eating away at it.
Right. Yeah.
Well, and the way the system works, you'll always reach a point unless you use, frankly, curtail spending. really seriously curtail spending. So along the lines of what Doug has reported that High Banks is considering, but along those lines, and I don't know that you could, I don't think you can delay this forever personally. I don't, not with the system we have in Ohio. But you could, when you pass the next levy, you'll be able to pretty closely chart when you think the district's going to drop back into deficit spending. You'll be able to predict it, I think, fairly close. And you could say, okay, well, if it's going to happen in 2015, what do we have to do to maybe push that so we don't hit deficit spending until the next year or something?
You know, well, we did that with our last levy, though. I mean, our last levy was 5 years ago, so I mean, we've pushed that one out.
But the early warning is the deficit spending year, because that happens well before you run out of money. That happens usually 2 years before. So you'll see it coming. It's right there in front of you. It's coming.
Mm-hmm. That's what I mean.
Okay. Now the committee did too, though. They said if the board wants to play with that $5 million, you've got those four primary areas where you could do it. You could take less balance at the end. That could help you. You could put in less than 2% for raises for those 3 years, 1.5, for instance, like the committee said, they gave that range, 1, whatever. You could change the amount that we're pulling, that we're projecting that we're going to lose on the taxes.
TPP.
You know, we could make it 5/10% instead of 1%, whatever. And on the 8% for health, we could cut that back and say, well, we're locked into 8% in our current agreement, but we're going back to the table in a year or so. We could just put in, look, we'll try to make that 6%, or we'll try to make it 4% or something.
Aren't you
try to do that too?
Isn't that a bargaining item?
Yes.
I mean, I just want to be careful.
It's absolutely a bargaining item. But so is a salary that you just put in there.
I understand. But
so whatever you put in there, the money that's there is going to be, you are going
to make sure we're not, we're not stepping over. I mean, yes, we can do that. There's 1,000 things we can do in negotiations that could potentially save the district dollars.
And there are districts that are out there saying it's not negotiated. They're not putting it in the forecast in the state. So, I mean,
sure.
I mean, we are kind of getting the area of bargaining just by putting those numbers in there in the first place.
Probably.
Yeah.
But typically, over the years, districts have put into the
projection. Oh, I understand, but I'm just saying
I think right now, some districts just aren't, just because of the time.
Sure.
But it's because of the time.
But that is pretty typical that they put
the financials. Their financial situations are why they aren't, mainly why they aren't doing it, not because of bargaining, it's because of their financial situation. This, we can take them all out and say we don't have any money, but that's not going to work.
I guess the point being is, like, some people were, as we got above 3, or when we started approaching 5, like I think one of the finance committee members last night said, typically in this community, anything that doesn't have a 4 in front of it is not a good idea. So, personally, I'm uneasy with 5 mils. I think 5 mils is too high. So if the board felt like 5 mils was too high and wanted to explore a lower millage, those are the things we would have to play with.
Correct.
And in our forecast. I guess one of the questions I have is, I know I asked a while ago about a cut list. What happens if the levy doesn't pass? I think that needs to be talked about in terms of, if nothing else, what is the forecast? We know what the forecast looks like, but if we cut it, what can we cut out of there to make that look good?
We will be working on that over the summer. I know that. But right now, we need some time to figure out what the cut list might be. We've talked about a couple different things, maybe changes at the high school. I don't know.
Can we try it with the forecast, just pulling out some of those items, the items that we just talked about, like reducing the 2%? I'm not saying this is what we need to do, but I just want to understand where that puts us in 2016. So.
Can we turn your lights off on that side?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll give you a flashlight. I'll give you something.
Here we go.
Where do you want to start?
So, I mean, just and again, I'm just looking for like a base, like a baseline. So if we take the 2% out for the raises and we take the 8% out for the basically those indicators with the exception of so the raises, the negotiated benefits and the TPP. If we take those out, where does that put us?
Oh, this is going to be not so fun.
Yeah, it's going to be.
Can't you just add a line in there and add, say, $450,000 each year? I mean, that's really what it comes out to be, right?
I mean, I ran the numbers on my end, but I don't know. I don't want mine to be.
Yeah, I think you could do that.
I mean, that's that pretty
that
much.
Would that be faster, Cindy?
Okay.
Just subtract it and then run it.
I mean, shouldn't it be in those three different places? I mean, shouldn't, like, the benefits page, there's, like, a 8%.
I already did.
Yeah, she did. Oh, she took okay. Yeah, take that out.
Yeah, sorry.
She did.
Okay.
By taking those three out, it gives you a positive balance of $64,000. That's the end of the 5 year, or the end of the fiscal year.
2017?
No. What? Is that 2017?
Yeah, the one on the right.
2016. 2016? You want to see 2017? No, I just was
wondering what year it was. 2016.
Okay.
Fiscal year 16.
I guess what that suggests, though, is that if the levy does fail, that there are things that have yet not been negotiated that could keep us in good shape. So the cut list should not be anything devastating.
Depending who you are.
Well, no raises is not devastating.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the...
Yeah.
I mean, you literally wouldn't
have...
As long as you still have
the
job. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. And to me, that's more comforting because
I hate to be a stick in the mud, but the union would have to agree to no raises.
Right.
They very well may say, again, taken from my other experiences at other unions, they will take a raise and as they say, eat their young, if you will.
Sure.
And they'll force you to cut staff in there. I mean, it's you can't walk in negotiations and say you're going to get nothing.
But we also can't. I mean, again,
and by law,
kids
you
first
can.
And not adults first. If we can't go into this levy and say, hey, we're going to cut all these things for kids because we don't think the union's going to budge on in negotiations, that we're going to have to, they're going to, you know what I mean?
I'm just trying to be realistic.
I know, and I'm saying realistic. If we're all buying into a kids first approach, then I'm just saying there's absolutely no reason that if we find ourselves in a situation that we should be.
No, we can go into negotiations and say, this is the dollars that we have. I mean, that's fair enough to do, because that's where we are.
Of course, we have to have money to negotiate, or we're not going to keep our teachers. And we got some of the best teachers around.
We're not talking about not paying them. We're just talking about if there's no money to give raises, and the choice is cut programs for kids or find a way of scraping money together so we can hand out a 1% or 2% raise, I sure hope everybody knows the obvious answer, which one's kids first.
Well, weren't you also, wasn't your premise with this whole thing that we still go for.
Yes,
the, right, right. Certainly, just know we know where we stand if it.
But if it
pass.
Doesn't pass, this right. would be the worst case scenario.
Exactly. Right. That's all I was getting.
Well, actually, right. that's not the worst case scenario. If they continue to take our TPP dollars,
well,
that's
that
the
is
worst
the worst.
Case.
Right.
That's
right.
the worst case
exactly.
scenario.
Yeah.
Well, and I would right. just tell you, at a meeting I went to with Dr. Ross on Saturday, he had a lot of insight into the WISE thing. Was say you're not ever going to get it. After the next 2 years.
I just can't imagine that.
Mm-hmm. Well, the other thing you haven't, we didn't touch in your scenario was the balance.
Balance, right.
We didn't touch that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but your cash balance, well, yeah, by I mean, doing yeah. this, is that takes that cash balance.
Sure. We would have to do something. Right. So, like, if you then, right. I mean, we'd have to do a levy in F-13 or something. If I'm just, this was just a matter of just understanding where the floor was, because to me, if we're going to take a risk, the higher the millage, the higher the risk of failure. And to me, I think there's a big risk of failure with a 5 mil levy. And so, what does that mean? You know, does that mean we're cutting bus and cutting sports, or does that mean this? I think this is a, I think a good, I don't know. To me, this is comforting to know that it's, we still have a workable forecast if it fails.
Again, take out 2% for TPP and then
yeah,
talk about what your worst case scenario is.
You take out 2% for TPP, and my numbers aren't exact with hers, but then you're about $2 million in a hole in FY15.
No, it'd be minus $900,000.
Yeah, each of those years.
No, that's only 1%.
I know, but I've already got 1%.
Oh, you already got gotcha. Right. Oh, it's that reverse math.
Yeah.
Minus sign.
Negative.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you're
right.
In
the
hole in.
Like
15.
In
15. 5 million in the hole in 16.
4. No. My number's that's not pretty.
No, that's not.
You're
that's
right.
Not
that workable. That is the worst case.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I guess worst case would be then also in negotiations we have to get more up than what this says.
Well, I mean, if you're walking in negotiations with that, really, what are you gonna? Right. You may not even be able to sign a contract.
But we won't have we won't know TPP when we go into negotiations.
No, you're
so,
right.
So that's
yeah, you will.
Will we?
We'll have a good idea, won't we?
We should by okay. then because you're not.
Oh, that's right. We don't do it until November,
spring.
So the biennium.
No,
it's June.
Or, well, we start in June, but
it'll be spring because June.
That's right. The contract's up in June.
Yeah, June 30th. We should have budget by.
But that the contract's up by June 30th.
I know, but we'll be negotiating. We'll know what's going on by then.
Hmm. We'll have a better idea.
Can we do another scenario.
Hopefully, on that one, you will.
Yeah, but there is one there that it, that one out there is.
It's promising.
There, that house bill that you were talking about, Tracy, what is it, 547?
I know that Pillage is the one who
Pillage out of Dayton is the one that sponsored it, but there's no co-sponsor on it. So, but it for us, it would keep us whole back to what it was in 2011 because we've got more than 10% in our...
Or that category one on that
yeah,
chart.
Yeah, on that chart. Yeah.
I don't see the likelihood of that passing.
I don't either.
Just because, I mean, when Strickland was in, he line item vetoed it, you know, when it was passed by the House and the Senate, so.
Yeah.
It just seems like low-hanging fruit to the state.
Yeah,
what was supposed to happen was the cap tax was supposed to come in. That was supposed to up our foundation payments and take and help us with the loss, but that didn't happen. So I don't look at it. Okay, what do you want?
Reduce the salary increases to like 1.5.
Everything else stays how it is?
Well, and then do the 4% on the health insurance.
Okay. Now don't get all spastic because I'm just going to do the 1.5 up here.
I can't even see what you're doing. So
who are you referring to?
Yeah, yeah.
Who goes and
whatever
gets all spastic?
Yeah, okay.
Write it down.
Sure, I got it.
It says steps, so I just don't want you to get upset about that. Okay, and then what do you want?
I can't see anywhere.
4%?
It says steps. I guess
4%,
I see that
4%.
Well.
And then this.
And what about?
You still got 2% out in TPP though, right?
Keeping it this.
You want to put that back to 1?
Do you want to keep TPP the same? I take the 2% out right now.
Yeah, I take the 2%.
Too. Just go with 1%? Oh, I see what you're saying.
That gives you a minus $152,000 next year. For the following year, I mean.
14.
And that's with no levy, though, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
No levy.
Right. And so, like, if we can plug in a.
And so that is.
Levy or what's
so
that?
That's a year. That's 1.5% total year over year.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And yet that number in 2016 is almost identical to the one in this forecast.
That's correct. We had 9,762. Well, because didn't we increase TPP?
Yeah.
Yes.
The
yeah.
loss.
Yeah.
We increased the TPP loss, so that offset the savings in the wages and yeah. benefits. So.
What is that? What is that if you left TPP where it was at 1%? What happens to that?
And I think this just kind of, to me, this kind of highlights that 5 is a reasonable, that 5 is a reasonable number. And I mean, I'm okay with like a 4.9 or something. If
it gives you a positive $297,000 balance in fiscal year.
You're still $7 million in the hole.
Though. $7 million
if you do the TPP back at 1%, right? That's what you do.
That's with TPP back at 1.
Okay.
When you shift gears, can you tell me what a 4.5 mil levy would do on our regular forecast? On the approved forecast? After you're done setting all that back?
The easiest thing for me to do.
Oh, you did!
Don't
say it.
Say it.
That's not the easiest thing to do.
All of us Excel users.
Don't save it.
I have it.
There you go.
Just check.
You want to know what a what?
I want a 4.5 mil levy does. I imagine that'll bring our cash balance down to probably 500,000 maybe.
It'll
be that.
1.3.
Oh.
Yeah, remember we did 4.5 this afternoon.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's everything stands.
Yeah, the
8% increase, 2% pay raises, everything.
Yeah.
And that gives us a balance of
1,349,845.
Which would be a big step in the right direction of where you say you'd like to.
That's what I'm thinking.
Get to.
So let's go with 4.9. You're saying a 4 has got to be in there.
Gives you 2,337,604.
What's 4.0?
I hope somebody's writing these down because I'm having paper over here.
That would have been a good idea.
4.9.
What was the
4.5?
It was 1.3.
1.3. No, 1.3.
1.3 million was the 4.5. Yeah. 2.3 million was 4.9.
When you're done with this one, can you go back to
wait
the.
Second, what you just asked for, 4 mil?
4.0, yeah.
That's basically break even.
115, and these are all in 16?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, Tracy.
Can we go back to one of Doug's, the like the 1%
scenarios.
Increase, the 4, I think what was it, 4% on benefits.
Okay.
The one that you saved and everyone screamed, no!
It was one and a half.
2%.
And
2%. I meant to say take out the TPP too.
Okay,
and I got a reason.
We can do that. I'm going to
take it out.
Take out
the extra.
So just do the 1% for TPP.
Do not know nothing for TPP.
Oh, don't take into account.
Lose it at all.
Well, okay. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to take that out, and I'd like to do the And I don't want to hijack what you're...
Too late.
I'm trying to be patient with somebody.
Okay, I'll let you go. And then I'll jump in with mine.
Okay, I'm going to go back to the one that I saved that I shouldn't have saved, but I did. And so we're going to work off of that one. Now that we're out of the one that you wanted to see what...
Thank you. That's all.
Our current, okay. So that we're out of there and I don't screw that one up again. So, okay.
So this one has...
Hang on, let me see what this one has in it. This one has TPP at 1%. This one has 1.5%. On salary increases.
Can you move that to 1?
Yes, I can. This has insurances at 4%.
Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah. Can you see what a 3 mil levy would do to that?
And I'm doing these as of November, correct?
Yeah, just like the other ones.
Okay. Gives you $1,366,000.
And six at the end of 16.
At the end of 16.
And what was the TPP on that?
1%.
That really makes a difference. That TPP really makes a huge difference to us.
That TPP is going to be is the killer of the district. No matter how you look at it.
So this, let's make sure I got this one right. So this has got the 1%. The 1% is still in there for TPP.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then it's 1% salary increase.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 4% on benefits.
And 4% on insurances. Health insurance.
Let this wear on salary.
1.366 in 16.
And that was with a 3 mil levy. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now you can do your next suggested scenario.
I was going to go back to the 1.5 on your salaries.
1.5?
Yeah, you're right. Just put a box around these.
Yeah.
And then take the 1% out. Oh, that you already took. No, that's still in there. You can take the 1% out for the TPP.
So it's gone completely.
Gone completely.
Oh, okay. So
zero.
Yeah, zero.
Zero for TPP.
450.
I need to add 450 in there.
And then what about the 4%?
Yeah, leave the 4% where it's at.
So on that TPP, I just want to make sure that you're saying that we continue to get it or that it's totally gone.
Continue to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were saying it was gone.
No, okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're right. adding that.
I think you've got to right. take out the allowance we have in there for TPP.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And then put a 3.5 mil levy on it.
3.5?
Yes, please.
So you're figuring we'll get 2%.
No, we just won't. We'll stay where we are now.
We'll stay where we are.
We won't lose
no change. No change in TPP.
Sure. 4%.
3.5 gives it 4.2.
That's a 3.5 mil.
Yeah, 4.292,371.
Now let's go ahead and phase out TPP to see where that leaves us.
There's 1%.
I'm sorry. Did you want to take?
I'm phasing out TPP, so now the full 2%. Not throughout the forecast, I'm sorry, just for 2 years. I should have said that.
The last 2 years? Or the next 2 years?
The next biennium. So it would be...
That would be 13, 14.
14, 15.
Sorry about that. I should have said that.
And nothing in 16?
Yeah, so put 16 back
in. And flat at 16. Or, no change
there.
No change in
16. No change in 16, just 1%. If we lose, you're taking out 2% in 14, 2% in 15, you want to stay at 1%?
And you want to leave it at 15's level for 16, right?
I was going to say leave it level, but let's see. You already got the 1% here. Let's see what the balance looks like.
Okay.
Oh, you took it out.
That's because he said leave the 1%
okay.
in there. minus 657,000.
We do the 1%, put that, take that 1% out now. Sorry.
$207,000 negative. Okay, so that is without TPP. TPP loss in 14 and 15.
Yeah.
TPP loss 14 and 15.
Then it was minus. And I guess the point I was trying to do there is to see if by not with that scenario with 3.5 mils. With no allowance for TPP, if we were to find out we were going to lose it, you know, what would it give us? And it looks like mm-hmm. it would give us at least a couple good years, and then we'd have to adjust to it. Mm-hmm. But at that point, you know, what they give us next year could be 1% loss, 2% loss. It could be a complete phase out.
Who knows?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean,
it's a TPP. If it would go the same, the way that it. They had in there. It was a 2% loss, and it would go through. We have money until I think it's either 18 or 19. I think 19 was the last year that we'd get any money.
Really?
Yeah. We'd be losing 2% each year. And 19 would be our last fiscal year.
I think the prudent thing to do is do what we did and just account for 1% loss and kind of play it as it goes.
That gives us, well, I mean, gives us a little bit of wiggle room.
I mean, because you know, I mean, who knows what.
If we run this thing where we're just riding the edge and then have to go back to people, I think we're not being very.
Well, or you do it that you know that you could lose some more TPP if you do. You also. It has to be made up with other things that you had potentially designated. Mm-hmm. That's how you. That'd be the only way you'd be able to.
I mean,
we discussed that, like with the 2%.
Well, you'd have to have some money in there.
That means we have to give them 2%, but we have that money sitting there.
Yeah.
In the event that the TTP goes quicker.
That's where it's got to come from somewhere.
One thing I want to point out when we start talking about these 1.5-2% raises, that's across the board for everybody. So it doesn't mean that. We get into a performance model that some people aren't getting 4 or 5% increases while others, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's just good that we have ourselves backed up and we're not running the rail that we're going to have to go back to people again and say, oh, sorry, we messed up. We didn't think about that scenario.
Well, no,
plan on it. Either that way, that might eat up what we've otherwise designated funds for, or we should just take it all out right now and say we're not getting it. I mean, one way or the other probably would be the most prudent for you.
I mean, regardless of what we put in the forecast, it's all about running that scenario through and seeing what we could do. I mean, even if we just arbitrarily put a 1% in there, we have to run that scenario. I mean, see what a complete phase out would do to us.
And
yeah, with 1%, you could have the same thing. You'd have to make it up someplace else if it went beyond.
Absolutely.
That'd give you a little more flag.
Anybody want to see any other options? Are we ready to talk about a number then? You want to hammer one out? I mean, I'll throw one out there. Personally, I think 4.5 with the forecast we have would meet most of the goals that we're looking to do. Obviously, if they didn't phase out TPP, we could extend that levy cycle or extend that budget out into 2017. You know, as long as we kept our forecast and obviously when we go into negotiations next year, there's certainly other things that we can talk about and things to do to extend that if we need to or if we can. To me, that seems to be a reasonable number. I'm okay with, but I'm just throwing it out there. I'm throwing it out there.
And that gives you the 1.3 million.
That gives you 1.3 million in 2016, which, you know, it's not. How much? What is that? 2 weeks? A week? Couple days?
Closer.
8 hours?
I like the 4.9. It gives us a little more stability.
About 10 days.
Well, I'm thinking 4.5, and then we continue to look at our, you know, continue to look after, you know, streamlining our budget and continue and look at that as a goal to push that number out another year like we did the last time around. You know, we looked at those numbers and we said, okay, how are we going to push that number out? You know, when we sat at Bunsell last year or 2 years ago and said, how are we going to push that number out another year? Well, that's how we're going to have to do it.
I don't think asking the community for 4.5 mils is streamlining the budget. I don't see it as streamlining.
I didn't say it was streamlining the budget. I said we would continue to streamline our budget to push that number out further.
I think it's too high, but I don't think that surprised anybody.
I think it's too high based upon the income of our community. And
what are you basing that on?
I'm basing it on the median income that is on the State of Ohio Tax Commissioner website, where you can pull it by district, and it shows, if you look at the income for Marysville School District,
right,
that from 2009 to 2010 number, people have made less money than they did in 2009. Actually, it's clear back close to 2008 levels. So our community, the median income for our community is falling, not raising.
Well, what's that based on? Is that based on because people are on fixed incomes now, or is it? I mean, what is?
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what
people are making less money.
I think that's thrown in. Their seniors who've retired and now again are on fixed incomes, and it breaks.
It's the median income for our community. I mean, that's what it is. That's what the numbers are.
I don't know.
The tax commissioner.
Well,
I
don't know. I just look at. I mean, I look at our. I base our community on what I see when I go out, who I talk to, and other articles that I've read, you know, people that work at Honda. I mean, we have a variety of people that live in this community, and yeah, some people have been hit harder than others, but I don't see it. I don't see a huge amount of, I just don't see a lot of things out there that make me feel like our community is really going downhill.
I didn't say it was going downhill. I just said
the median income has gone down that much. I mean, I don't know.
What's it drop from? I guess maybe I should ask that.
I see at the foundation, our contributions have grown every single year since I've been there. And it doesn't come from the same people. I mean, we get more and more. There people have money to spend.
Some
have
people
money
do.
To
I
donate.
Talked to a young guy, late 20s, who is, you know, working three jobs because, you know, that's what he needs to do. So.
Right. I mean, we're going to be able to find a lot of
the median income is decreasing.
Well,
that was my point.
I talked to Honda employees. You know, they got rid of bonuses, got rid of overtime. I mean, they managed to not have any layoffs because they, you know, they had a lot of temporary workers they got rid of, but they cut hours back. I mean, they're seeing significant. I mean, I don't know if they still are, but I know they saw significant reductions in their paychecks. And so I'm not. I'm just saying that.
I know they're paid well.
They got reductions in their paychecks. I mean, we're talking about a staff just took a flat, and now we're talking about 2% across the board for everybody for the next 3 years, each in the next 3 years.
Well, I mean, I guess you have to look at the millage and say, I mean, are we picking the millage based on what we think people can pay, or are we picking the millage based on the forecast that we have come up with that we think is reasonable for how we want to run our schools and what we want to provide for our kids?
Well, I think you kind of have to weigh in also based upon what our community can realistically afford to do so that you have a better success of passing what you put on there. So I think it's a combination of taking all of that into consideration to coming up with something
and
that
so
will be successful
come up with
as opposed to, you know, something
right.
that will be defeated. And then,
and what's the dollar amount? Again, like, you know, we talked about how much it would cost for a 4.5 mil versus a 3.5 mil levy, you know.
Right.
We talk about how much it would cost. And then, you know, people that are struggling may not even own a house. They may be renting, at which point the tax increase isn't going to affect them, other than maybe it'll come through.
It will slide through one way,
but it's not going to be 100% of the tax increase that they're going to see. You know, so I mean, I think that's something
What's the difference on a $100,000 home?
Between 3.5 and 4.5 mils.
Well, it's 1 mil, so it's $35, I think. Right?
$35 for a year.
Is that right? $35?
See, that, if they can't afford $35 for a year for their kids. Yeah.
Well, when you think about everything that's increased, I mean, ours, the students who are free and reduced lunches are increasing. We, you know,
right, with that, which is the cost of
all
us.
Of this.
Right.
No, that, what I'm saying is that gives you an idea of what's happening within our community. So there are more parents who can't afford to feed their kids. It's just a another barometer of what's going on within our communities.
And again, I mean, you know, the people that, I mean, maybe this is a bad assumption, but the people that can't afford to feed their kids don't live in $200,000 homes. If they do, then...
Oh, you'd be surprised, you know, there. I mean, honestly, though, I think the barometer is fair. I don't think we can sit there and say whether or not they can or can't afford and how many can and whether it's worth it. But we can take that barometer and compare it to past levy attempts. I mean, I don't remember what the one in 08 was, but we took three times to get that passed.
No,
that was it. It was new money in 2008. It was
four mils.
It was four mils.
Four point zero mils.
And what was at stake when that passed was extracurriculars were on the table, getting rid of those. I don't remember what the busing situation, but there was a lot at stake, and so I mean, it passed. Mm-hmm. And it didn't pass easy, and so now we're talking about 4.5 mils.
It passed 60-40.
And that's 5 years
later.
That's
pretty
significant.
We're
asking for a half a mil more
when it passed. But we modified that levy around. We tried it as a combined the first time. Mm-hmm. We tried it as something else the second time. And
I guess all I'm getting at is it's worth factoring all that into what. Because I think we can all agree on this. We want the levy to pass in November. Whatever levy we put on the ballot, we want it to pass. Because it doesn't create a good situation either way. If it doesn't. And I don't think a 5 mil levy will pass. I think 4.5 mil has a better chance than a 5 mil.
I think it would be nice to put the 4.5 on there with the eye of pushing that past 2016, to be honest. And stretch it out at least another year. That would be my optimum idea, was to push that out. And really, you know, we haven't asked, you know, this district has continued to lose income, not because we're overspending, we're just losing income. We're having to make that money up. And we've covered those bills now for how many years have we lost TPP?
Three.
I mean, at some point... You know, I don't think it's unreasonable to ask what we're asking for.
I don't
either. To merely cover the cost of what we're doing and continue to run our business. I think our business plan is pretty good. I'm pretty confident in it. I mean, that's just...
I mean, and that's where I have my hang-up. I didn't buy into it. I understand it's the board's... The board agreed to that forecast. I feel like the 2% every year is too much, the 8% on the
salary. But you're not saying that you're giving that every year. You're saying you have that money there for negotiations. If the TPP comes back and goes away, not just the 1%, but the whole thing, we have money there that we don't look like fools, that we didn't back our rears up.
I'm saying that we are using those assumptions to determine this levy amount. We could do a 3.5 mil levy. We just showed a 3.5 mil levy with 1.5% in salary increases and a 4% on
So what if you take the whole TPP out and then lower the teachers thing and make it look like the TPP is going away? It's either way, it's going to be a balance.
But I'm saying we got it all in there. That's what's determining this mil.
But no, we only have 1% of that TPP,
right.
And I mean, you can move that to 2 and say, hey, it's going away. You know, we're going to need this money for that. Mm-hmm. And then if it doesn't go away, then you've got extra money to help put towards salaries. You know, so it's leveling off to each other where we're going to have backup. In either scenario that we go, we're going to be backed up. You know, because, and again, we could lose it all, and then we're really not back, you know.
Right.
I mean, we're
but we did show that we can absorb 2% if we, on a 3.5 mil levy.
But that's not
a 2% loss of TPP and a 3.5 and 11.
That's not doing everything else that we need to do, though.
Well, we don't need to do 2% increase in salary. We don't need to do an 8% increase on health insurance.
But you got to have some money in there for negotiations, like Jeff said.
Well, we don't need to have that much. I said 1.5 and 4. I mean, those are numbers. There's not nothing. There's a lot of people get nothing. I know. I just read an article of counties going to 80-20 in their insurance. I mean. You know, I'm just going back to what Sue says, you kind of got to look at the two things, and I can't, you know, I feel like I'm not comfortable with the 2% and all those things. I'd rather, and then at the same time going out and asking for 4.5 mils, which is more than what we fought for in 08.
Well, how about one more scenario? What if instead of doing both the salary and the benefits, what if you said, what if you just cut the benefits, 4% on the benefits, and keep the salary at that 2%, or do 2%, 2%, 1.5, you know? Like if you had no raises for 2 years, then get a 2% the first year,
right?
You know?
Yeah, and then go 1.5 after that.
Or you want to do 1.5 year? You want to do 1.75? You want to do?
How about two the first year? How about 2, 2, 1.5, and then do the benefits at the 4%?
Okay. Where's TPP on there?
Cindy, what did you say about the 8%?
Whatever we've done on the
1%.
Yeah.
Would you say that we're committed on something on 8% or something?
8% is in the negotiated agreement right now.
Through
anything
for one more year.
So you have to put 8% in there for next year.
Yeah, right.
You
yeah,
can't drop
yeah,
that yeah, one. Yeah. You can't that drop one. That one to 4%.
Yeah, and TPP just...
So you have to change that back.
This is 4% for fiscal year 2020.
Oh, okay, there it is. So.
And you're going 4% with that?
Yeah, and then on TPP, I took that. I just made it 1%.
Yeah.
1%.
Yeah.
Okay, and... That is 749
by... With what kind of millage?
With what
millage? 3.5 mil.
3.5, okay. So then what if you did a 4?
What was the balance?
700 some thousand.
4 mil would be 1.9.
Okay.
What happens if you go 2, 1.5, 1?
Yeah.
And a 4 mil levy, 2,495,000.
What about the 3.5? It wipes it out.
No, 3.5 would be about $1 million.
What would it look like if you made those increases appear to be bonuses and not an increase year over year?
About half.
1,000,002.
1,000,002 for 3.5?
Yes. 1,000,260, 1,140. It'd be very difficult to do because of the after
really?
Take into consideration.
I just saw house.
because anything here, you cannot pay STRS or SERS on bonuses. So we have to take that out of your retirement benefits also.
I assume if you just did it in the first year and let it roll through every other year, it would give you a ballpark though, right? If you just put 2% in the first year and 0.0, it should carry that value all the rest of the way out, right?
Yeah.
So that would show you kind of what you're looking for.
I mean, I think that's a good point though. I mean, I know it's lunch time, but it's across the board. So I know a lot of times we think 2%, we think, well, that's not much of a raise, I guess, back in the good days. It's across the board. And so if we're going to a performance-based model, that's a lot of money to play with. I mean, especially if you're doing 2%, 1.5, and 1, like you were talking about up there, it's you're adding, I mean, I think, what, $500,000 with the 2%, and then,
Yeah.
Three or four. I mean, So you got a $500,000 to play with that year, and then another
418,
that
1.5,
and 1 is 283. Yeah. And so you add those, you know, so you increase that 408, the $500,000 that year, and then almost $1 million in 2016, you have $1 million more than what you did today in compensation bucket.
So what does that look like? I'm sorry. If you go put 0 there and then go back to the...
Oh, 0 here?
Yeah, that's what you were asking for, right?
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And
it's
got
the
five.
I was
like, we were going, and then all of a sudden...
Don't hijack.
We're
this
going.
Is 3.5 mils.
It's 2.6. 3.5 mils gives us a lot of different options for negotiations.
What's the TPP at on this one? Are we still at 1%?
One.
You show me that. Go to the 2 on that. We should still be above water on that.
83,000
in the hole. Right there. Wow. That leaves you nothing.
I mean, I could go as low as 4, but I don't think I could realistically go below that, just because I think it, you know, that does push us way.
You'd just be on the ballot again in 2 years.
Yeah, I think so. In 2 years,
that's not what we saw there.
If that
happens and we do nothing else, we leave everything else the same, then sure. Yeah, maybe.
Well, that's 4% benefits, 2%.
Just the one time.
You know, right. to carry over. Yeah.
And completely getting rid of TPP.
And 2% on the drawdown on the TPP.
Right.
I mean, but right. We ran it earlier, I think, with 1.5% in the 4s and the TPP loss. And I think we were, I mean, I guess we were still in the negative in FY16.
Right, but this shows an actual zero. Performance model if you're looking at this. Does.
Right, right.
I mean, just year to year.
It's a bonus.
That's what I'm saying. So if you're going to do it, if you're looking at a performance model, that's what that would show. So
but that's not an option. I guess all the options.
I mean, I don't know how realistic that is. If you're just getting into something like that, all of a sudden being a 100% performance based pay.
No, but I just wanted to see what it looked like as opposed to.
But we ran other scenarios with.
2% increase over
and they all kind of lead to the same place. I just think that I get your point though. If TPP goes away, we're at 80.
But if you're looking to 3.5, that seems to be of interest. The other one with 2, 1.5, 1 is still giving some room in there for some salaries, the 4%, the 1%. You're still at a 1.2 balance. Mm-hmm. If that's what you had. Mm-hmm. That's still figuring 1% with the TPP.
Yeah, it's 1% on TPP. Mm-hmm. I mean, so you do 3.5, but you know, if TPP goes to 2, you're going to be on the ballot in 15.
And if it doesn't change, we'll have 4.2 million.
It's gone. So
right.
I mean, you know, we gotta look at it as if it's gone.
You know, I can't help but to say this, but we had a conversation in a board meeting over it.
Navin.
And I kept drilling the fact that we need to look at TPP going away, and nobody here agreed with me. And now all of a sudden, we got to assume that's going away.
Well, I thought we agreed that night that we forecasted a loss.
No, you came back later and did that.
I thought we left that night. We left that night with a decrease.
Uh-huh.
I'm fairly certain we did.
I don't think
we started that conversation. No, we went back around.
We didn't do that until we came back to the forecast. Because I kept drilling that, and it kept anyway. It kept looking at, well, if we do that, make that assumption, we can't do other things. That was the point that was made.
Okay, well, that was a while ago. I mean, we've worked through that. I mean, I don't understand what the...
Well, it's just a point of frustration, I guess.
I'm going to be in agreement with Jeff on 4.5.
Actually, I'm going to drop mine to 4. I'm actually going to go. I think 4 is probably a reasonable, but I still think the odds of being on the ballot again in 16 are there, but I think those numbers are...
4 with what other numbers? The original or these others?
4 with...
Can Bruce put his input in?
Yes, Bruce.
Sure.
Just to say, I think you guys are all beating around numbers, which is a very tough thing to do in rationalization theory. But I think, okay, is 2016 the magic year? Is that the
That's the end of our forecast, yeah.
Okay, why don't you set a goal and say, I want to have $1 million at the end of it, just roughly in here. You don't have to stick with this policy. You say, I want to have $1 million at the end of that year. What's the best scenario you can put in there to get to that?
That's about a four mil. That'd be a 4 mil left. No, that'd be a four.
Well, 4.5.
We said in the finance committee, here's a range for your salary increases and various things like that, and that's a discretionary number. You just got to make sure that they know that. But there's other things, now, not to bring up what we talked about last night, because you guys will talk about these things later. There's other ticket items on here that, because we talked about the way of making a 5% millage really be 7%. And that's where you're going to have to come up with other things you got to change. Mm-hmm. Okay? But the other thing you really have to come up with before you go to the district to say you're going to do these things, because I'm sitting here as a tax, as a CPA, if the Bush tax cuts, just to call them the Bush tax cuts, go away, the average Honda worker is going to lose $1,000 a year. And that extra 2% kicking back in for their FICA side. So that's money that's going out the door for them that you're not going to see. And there's other things on their pension plans that they're going to lose. So you have to, you're going to be in there before that would happen because they have to be going up by the 31st. But, if you're going to tell me you're going to pass the levy, and we talked about this in our meeting, our last 2 meetings, just to raise salaries.
I'm not. I'm telling you we're passing a levy to make up for lost revenue
for
a good part.
You make it up for lost revenue, but you still get into that deficit spending situation. And that's what we talked about. You got to find other places to take care to make that 4 mil levy a 6 mil levy. And all that other 2% has got to come internally. So your conversation after you do this and after you finish this and set on a millage, you have to consider other things that you're going to do. And that type of stuff really... since we formed this finance committee, it's never really been talked about until somebody got here. That's the key, as much as anything else. If the you want the community to do their part and get everybody behind it, you got to come up with the other side of it.
Sure. Actually, what we need to do is tell the story of how we've continued to cut our costs.
Mm-hmm. There's other things you can do.
I didn't say there wasn't. All I'm saying is we have to continue to do it. Mm-hmm.
I understand, but I'm just saying there's tax things out in the marketplace that school employees don't really suffer from, that the community at large, and this goes back to Tracy's point on what's the average, and by the way, they get those things. That's why you fill out your school district on your Ohio income tax. Mm-hmm. That's where they get those statistics from. Okay? They may be on their income. They may be.
Sure.
I don't think anybody in here wants to see our schools fail.
No,
but
no.
We also don't want to get taxed.
I don't want to get taxed debts either. I got to pay them as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
So you can bang these numbers around, and you can constantly change that forecast every year to make it fit how you want to do and how you want it to look. So, you're not fixed into it by making your decision right now either. Next year you can say, oh, yeah, we got a little more room because this didn't go away. So you're hinging a lot on that TPP, and if it doesn't go away, then some of the scenarios you talked about tonight, really, you pick up a lot of dollars.
No question.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It stretches that schedule. It pushes your budget, which is what I was talking about. It pushes that out. It doesn't happen.
If
we continue to if we continue to save dollars, it'll still push that out, even if it does go away.
So your suggestion of the 4,
yes,
depending on what you package with it, potentially if you use the 2, 1.5, 1, 4, and 1,
yes,
with it, you'd have a 2.5 roughly 2.5 balance, and that 2.5 balance, if necessary, could become part of your what you deal with if the one if you lose the 1% too. I don't know that it would cover it, but it would
it'd be close.
So, Bruce, am I hearing that you guys were more on the 5 side?
Well, I think 4 is a good number. I mean, if you're going to be reasonable about things. But my point being is, and as we talked about this, you're playing with percentage here, or half a percent here, this comes up. So you can make those really look any way you want them.
I think the point is to get through 2016 with a reasonably positive balance. Right. And we can, you're absolutely right. We can move numbers around. And again, a lot of that will come into negotiations when we look at that and we sit down with the unions. And but yeah, I mean, there's stuff we can continue to do. I agree.
You know, that negative number we're looking at there, that's the phase out of TPP complete. Or
I don't know what that is.
I think that's what that is.
I
think when we did the 3.5, we were like 1.2 million.
I think that all,
yeah,
that's.
We were.
And so I guess my point, the other thing.
One of them was no change.
I think.
Is that we are.
It's not phase out, it's 2% loss each year.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. So I guess the other thing to keep in mind is if we find ourselves in that situation, we are very conservative on the revenue in this forecast, and we're very aggressive on the. I don't know how conservative, aggressive, whatever, on the expense side of things. I mean, that's a smart way of forecasting. But I'm saying there's areas where we can, we're just not dead in the water if that happens, and no place to adjust. We have a lot of
I think in my own mind, what I would prefer to do is put a reasonable budget out there or number out there, and be able to push that ball farther down the road than being short and having to ask again. So. Right. I only want to ask once. I don't want to continue to go back and continue to ask because,
you've got 3 more levies to have. Right.
So I want to ask once, and then I want to say, look, we're going to push that ball as far as we can push it. So
then it's up to us to manage it and to push it.
Right, and that's really the point. Instead of saying, well, okay, you know, if this doesn't happen, then next year, you know, we can go back and ask, or 2 years. I really don't want to, and I don't think it's more expensive in 2 years to ask than it is now.
Can you make this a permanent?
Sure.
We could. I would actually prefer to do our renewals as permanents first.
Yeah, we talked about that.
And then slowly maybe combine them or do some kind of what Cindy said. But that's something. I mean, I don't know how to put that. You know, it's a renewal. You're already paying it. It's probably a little easier to get it as a permanent. Although I know I agree with coming back every 5 years and asking the taxpayers if we're still doing a good job. I'm on the fence about that, to be honest with you, but
I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's bad to have to, you know, have the community look at what you're doing and all that kind of stuff. But I think when you have, if you've got 4 or, you know, 3 or 4 that you're continually renewing, and especially the ones that you've been renewing for more than 10 years, then I'm like, we're not doing anything dreadfully wrong here, and I think it's okay to.
It would be nice to lock those ones with those TPP dollars tied to them, to be honest with you.
Yeah, right. Right,
because those are the dangerous ones if they don't pass. So
you get a second chance. You do get a second chance at those if you put them on the ballot at the right time.
Only if you put them on the ballot at the right time. Yeah. So you have next year for the 2 that are up, the 4 and the 5 mil. You could put them on in November of this year, and then you can do it 3 times. So you could put them on again 2 times next year.
I mean, conversation.
Yeah. Let me get through this.
I'm thinking we had a point of agreement in this sense. I don't think anybody here wants to go on the ballot again.
No.
So I feel like 3.5 is good. I do feel like I'd like to take a closer look at 4 and see if that fits. I
think 4 seems
if it's necessary, I guess. Yeah. I'd rather be.
I mean, I feel comfortable with 4.
I feel more comfortable with 4.5. If the finance committee is looking at it at around 5, then I think the 4 to the 5 and splitting the difference. I mean, you're talking about a thing of $35, and you're going to have yourself, you know, a 1.3 million balance plus all your other backups. That's just mine.
And I think, you know, the other thing is like the finance committee didn't have the ability to look through all the different options that we did and change some things here and there, you know, so they would be basically basing theirs on this sheet here, which was the 5 up to the 7.8, mm-hmm. you know, so, you know, because I was leaning towards that 5 or going to the 4.92, but then when you start putting in some of these other things and realizing that, okay, well, you know, you make a couple of small adjustments here and there.
Well, here's what I want to know. Okay, so 4 point, leaving it at the 8%, the 1%, the 2%, and possibly adding 4 teachers, what's that look like at 4 mills? Because 4.5 mills at only gives us the 1.3 yeah. million.
Oh, you'd probably be right below, you'd be below water. By about 50 grand, but...
You think? Really?
I think we've only got...
You think you had 150,000.
I think 150,000.
Oh, it's positive. Still had a positive. Oh, still positive.
I know at the way it sits yeah. right now. Yeah. No objection.
Right. So, I mean, yeah. so basically, I just...
Yeah, I think so, too.
I think that's what those three are.
We don't have any money back.
Honestly, I think 4 on a shoestring would work, but it would work.
Yeah. I'm interested. So and, you know, I guess given the current state of affairs, you know, we need to be trying to... Yeah. I mean, we're always trying to be
what say you?
Responsible, but, you know.
I like 3.5. I really like 3. Well,
I like
3.5.
No. Yeah. I was, like, looking at 3, and I see, you
right.
know, 3 is kind of low. And then,
right.
so the one scenario with the 3.5 where we were ending up, but I think that was the no change in TPP.
Right,
at, what,
right.
4.2.
Yep. That was without any loss of TPP.
And that was still with, you know, 1.5 salaries, and that was year over year, so that was, mm-hmm. you know, pretty, mm-hmm. and then the 4%.
And to seek your majority, or even better yet, your unanimous, mm-hmm. you may have to, one go down, one go up, and you may have to just play.
It just looks like 4 is right in the middle of where everybody's at, to be honest. And not just because I came up, but because it didn't. I think Steve came up
in spite of
the fact that I may have agreed to.
I was just saying.
That's right. I'm okay with.
Yeah. Okay.
So what adjustments do we make to the forecast to make 4 work?
Well, that was actually a 2, 1.5, 1, 4 on the benefits, and I think that was 2.
And 1 on TP.
Was it 1 or 2 on TP?
I think it was 1.
Even the two left above water.
But you also had a 2.5 million balance.
Right, that's what I'm saying. If we went
this gives you some flexibility,
right?
Depending on what happens.
Right, but I'm saying, if you went to the 2% loss, you'd still be okay.
Still be okay.
You'd still be all right in the end. You'd be 1.2 or something like that, or somewhere down in there.
Yeah,
it just allows you a little bit of room.
It gives you a little flexibility. Then.
Mm-hmm. Right, and it gives you again the opportunity to.
What do you think, Diane?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I can hear the concern for me continues to be knowing that all of this, and I know I'm kind of looking too far forward, is that we have 3 more things to pass. Everything's contingent on the whole package.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we're most realistic with now, you know, because as jumping in, the new person on the block, and we're going to hit the road, you know, running July 1st, which is in what, a couple weeks?
Most of us.
yeah,
crutches and everything else.
I'm sitting here in the back of my mind thinking, okay, and then we have this and we have this, and so I'm interested in the long run, how do we, can we package some of that together so we're not going back all the time? Because I think, to be honest, that detracts from the good work we're doing too. Every time we have to go back, it takes our attention away from
mm-hmm.
kids first, and that, you know, it's the right attention, don't get me wrong. I know we have to be responsible, but if we can find a balance there for people, I think that's important. I think we can't... I like the conversation around considering teachers and how do we make that fair and understanding the dynamics that they've gone through the past couple of years, and I hear what you're saying, well, you know, it's not a loss of a job. You know, they still have a job, just maybe... not as much increase, and how do we balance that and look at performance in those pieces too? I don't want to forget that because they have done a lot to try to help get us where we are, and that's important to recognize, I think, as well.
Mm-hmm. So. It seems like with where you're heading is asking something of everybody.
I agree.
You know, it's sort of spreading the...
misery.
Spreading it out.
Right.
No, it is. It's not just asking it all from the community, but it's also asking more of staff, again, than they typically would look at. That may be a good thing.
Mm-hmm. So
that you're trying to spread it.
Right. What would next steps be, assuming we come to some sort of agreement?
Well, I mean, we're going to start with the chamber next week. We got a special meeting with them, we need to finalize that presentation, and we need to get out there and start talking to people. I mean, we really need to get out there before our June meeting or July meeting when we have to vote on it.
Jeff, maybe I misunderstood you, but what we were planning for the chamber was we were hoping that you would send us out of here with, this is what we're thinking of today, but we got to sleep on it. We don't have to decide on it. But this is where we're at right now, and this is why we're there. That we'd go out to chamber and say, this is where the board is right now. They've been talking about this for a long time.
Yes.
But this is where they are right now, and they're sleeping on it, and we'll see where they go. But that's where they are. But they wouldn't mind hearing some of your input on this idea right here, because that's their latest.
That's absolutely correct.
Is that right?
I just want to walk out of here with a number that says this is our stake in the ground. This is what we're going to talk around. That's not in stone.
Yeah.
But it's. But we've discussed it.
You're going to decide
ad nauseum
in July.
And that's
so
the end of July.
Yeah.
I have a question then, because I haven't really looked at this enough to remember what the amounts are. So, if you had a 3.5 or a 4 mil levy. On the ballot, we've heard about what that means to someone who owns a house. What does that mean to businesses? Because their rate is higher, correct?
Could be the same.
No,
it's same not higher.
Had a different.
It all depends on how it rolls
your
out.
The value's higher, so they're.
Yeah,
but
the percentage rate is the same.
Right. Yeah, it's 3.5 mils, no matter what. Until their valuations come in, more or less, or. Four, whatever.
And so at this chamber meeting you have, is there a pretty good representation of the diverse businesses in our area?
Eric said he called it. He asked me if he could invite the full membership, and I don't know who's going to be there, but I know he's going to schedule, and I appreciate that he did.
Because he said the more the better.
Yeah, I told him as many people as you can get there, get it there.
It was going to be their finance committee originally. But then he said he really wanted to invite the whole chamber, and we said, great.
Yeah, so just as many people that can get there will get there. But
another thing I'm going to bring up, you guys. I own a house here. I don't want to skimp on my schools. That's the least area I want to skimp in. That's our future. That's what determines what Marysville's worth. That's what determines what our property is worth, okay? We're already losing enough money in this. Everywhere, okay? Our school systems, we start taking it down to the bare bones. You can forget about ever getting out of your houses here, okay? Go drive around some areas that have done that. And you know what? My thing is, if you can't afford an extra $35 a year, and I hate to put it like this, then you probably need to look to somewhere else to live. I'm sorry. But, we take pride in our schools. People move here because of our schools. They don't move here for other things. They look at the school district and they move to Marysville for the schools. If you moved to Marysville for the schools, then you have to help support them.
Well, I don't think any of these amounts we've talked about are skimpy. I mean, we're talking about not cutting more. We're talking about putting more revenue in. And my concern is that it be a successful ask. That the ask is not so big that people say, no, I just can't do that.
But I think if we even think about going below four, we're going backwards. We've always been four.
Well,
and five.
With both
Why?
Of these scenarios, and I'm not saying, that my preference would be 3.5. I'm not saying that I'm stuck there forever. But in the two different scenarios that we ran, the one with the 0% change in TPP, which I know is probably a big pipe dream, but that would leave us at 2016 with nearly $4.3 million. So that's not skimpy.
That's not going to happen.
What's wrong with taking his idea of saying what you want to end up with at the end and try to get us to somewhere? Or do we have that number?
think we've kind of done that.
Yeah.
I
think that's where we're at. Honestly, I think that's...
Well, what did we say last time? We wanted to have how much, how many months? We wanted to have how much...
Well, ultimately...
1 month.
We wanted to have
we'd like to have 1 month. But
so what's a month, Cindy?
About 3 million.
Okay.
3.5 million.
Okay.
Well, none of these scenarios do that.
Under that.
Sorry.
3.5 with a pipe dream of
4.9.
Yeah.
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 Right.
Okay.
Step in the right direction.
No realistic options.
Well, Michael Berry does.
4.5. We're at a 1.3 million.
But
you know,
if
we're
you
half
know,
of
that's
what.
That's where you try to pick up stuff like that.
Absolutely.
Right.
I would just ask, you know, because we can sit here and kick these numbers around all night, but it seems like. Again, it seems like 4 mils is right in the middle for us to at least start a conversation on and go out there and talk about it.
I'm fine with you talking about it. I'm just not going to... I don't think tonight I'm ready to stretch beyond the 3.5 in my mind. But I'm fine with you talking about it. I just...
Well, it's going to be talking about as the board.
Okay, well, I can't say 4 tonight.
Okay. Is it unreasonable to think that you can talk, I don't know, about a 3.5 and a 4 to chamber and show...
Well, we're not... Well, that again, not that's kind of the next conversation is, you know, that's not just a chamber we're going out to talk to. I'm hoping we're going to start
and
to have some other community meetings between now and July.
Gotcha.
You know, I got to be honest, if I'm a community member and you're going to say 3.5 or 4, I'm saying 3.5.
Right.
I'm saying 3.5, so I'm not going to waste my breath on 4.
The reality is the difference between a 3.5 and a 4 is those what we do to those different levers, right? What less salary per
4 is going to be $16 approximately a household.
No, I'm talking about what it means to our forecast. I mean, we can get to the same ending balance. It's just we're going to be doing different things with what we make available to the teachers. And we feel like, you know,
But the thing of it is, the school system 80% runs. That's who runs our schools is the teachers.
I understand.
They
that.
Have to be paid.
Yep.
We can't not pay them. So and that's I mean and if people don't understand that that's what most of the money goes for is for our teachers.
Well, this is for the entire staff.
Right. Yeah, it's for us. Let's make sure we're talking about entire staff.
No,
please.
Please. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Entire staff.
No, because we get in trouble for...
It's the entire staff.
Right.
So you did have one scenario where when you had that 2, 1.5, 1, and then 4 and 1.
Right.
At 4, it was you had 2.495, but at 3.5, you still had 1.2 million.
Right.
As a balance, you just had a smaller balance that you were carrying for in case the worst happens on that 1%.
And that was just, you know, the balance is one of those levers. In that scenario, we were okay with a lower balance, but we could have adjusted those increases to 1.5% and got a bigger balance. I mean.
But I go back to what Bill says, too. We have to be careful if we don't want to lose good teachers. You know, we have to be competitive. We have to be careful that we're not shortchanging ours by cut off our nose here, and then now we're not looking for the best for our children. Okay, if kids are first, then we want to keep the quality in our schools. You see what I mean? I mean, you know, so, you know, again, if I look at reality, if you're going to tell me I'm only going to give you $16 more a year to assure that I'm going to be able to do a little this little bit more and have this little more back, I'm probably going to hand you 32 and say, here, take double. You know what I mean? I mean, it's we're not talking, you know, because when you put that over the whole board, it helps that much more money coming in. But if it's only going to average about...
Everybody's sharing.
Right.
And that difference between a 3.5 and a
right.
4 or 4,
three
whatever,
and a half
whatever
and four
you're talking about.
100,000 home is $15 a year.
That's what I'm saying. That's just a no-brainer.
Right. And I think, and you know, we talked some about losing the teachers, and maybe you don't lose teachers, you know, because it is hard to find other jobs. But even if you don't lose them, there's a morale issue too. I mean, everybody in this room, if you've been in a job and you thought you should have gotten a bigger raise and you didn't, and you feel like you worked hard, it affects. I mean, it can affect your performance over time. You know, I mean, if you don't, you need to feel appreciated. And
we're
being appreciated
about
is not just all.
Right.
It's not just raises. You
well,
know, there's
I
a lot of ways you can make
teachers
people feel appreciated.
Come in a bad light anyway for what they've done with us over the last couple of years. I think that they have jumped on board with us and realize we're all in hard times. I mean, we didn't have to ask. We didn't have to even go to negotiate. You know what I mean? I think that they're going to...
All I want to say is nobody's talking about... I mean, 3.5 mil levy, the assumptions there, nobody's getting a smaller paycheck. I mean,
there's the increases there. Really, every year.
I think what that half mil does is it covers the 1%. 1% to 2% on TPP is really what that covers. You're looking for the loss.
Unknown out there the 5 years.
And isn't that, frankly, good business?
Yeah.
To give yourself a little bit of... 3.5 to 4, frankly, folks, I don't think it's going to matter to individual taxpayers. I just don't see where it is. It's not going to be that much different. But it might matter to the school system with your flexibility that you...
Yeah. You might be right.
I'm going to ask the board that we can go with 4, and I'm just going to. Can you talk to? Can we leave it at 4? Yes or no?
For right now.
Yeah.
When we start to go off, can we leave it at 4 now and leave that as our stake in the ground? Yeah. Mr. Lasseter.
For talking, yes, you can talk 4.
Well, I came from 4.5 to 4, so I came down.
Miss Devine.
Yes, definitely.
And Mrs. Greer, are you okay with doing that?
For talking purposes, yes.
Well, yes, but it's talking. Yes, but let's be clear. It's talking with intent. It is talking with intent. Right. I mean, let's be clear about it.
Don't divide yourselves over a half a mil. Come on.
Yeah. I've moved.
Think about that.
I've moved. I have moved.
You have 4.
I've moved from 3.
I started up at 4.9. So.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just making the point that I am moving.
Me too.
Did you move up to 4 so we can talk about it?
With for intent? Talking purposes, yes.
Talk with intent. There's a difference. We can talk, but we're talking about with intent.
With the intent of
putting a 4 mil levy on the ballot. That's what we're going to go out and talk about.
Yeah, well, we'll soften it to... It's where they are right now in their discussion.
That's what I mean.
It is, because when we go out and talk to community members, our community members come and talk to us.
Okay.
That's honest.
You know, everybody would want a lower amount, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I understand
right,
that, too.
Right, but for talking purposes to get feedback, yes, I'm okay with that. Okay.
Fantastic.
Good.
Okay. Now, that means you two can move forward with your presentation. You 3 can move forward.
What are you talking about? We're busy.
And so then my next question is then, now that we've solved that Rubik's Cube, we need to get out, we need to figure out our focus groups. I mean, we got the chamber going. Who else do we want to meet with? And how do we want to set those meetings up?
Can we find out like when different senior citizen groups are meeting and where they're meeting and go to those?
Yes, can you find that out?
Community and season, Avanel Oberlin or Ann Daniel would be good contacts.
I need to check with the women's groups and churches.
I can't help you there.
What about doing those, getting in on the coffee with the mayor thing?
On a Saturday morning.
I keep meaning to bring that up. Yeah, I bet we could do that in July. Okay. When is that in July, do you know?
It's the 3rd Saturday of the month, I believe. I think that's how it's set up, the 3rd Saturday.
When are you going to have your July board meeting?
Because that depends on you. We have to have all 5 people here for that meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you're
gone.
We've got July 19th school board meeting.
Yeah. That's what I thought.
I'm gone.
You're gone the 20 something, right?
I'm gone before the 19th. I'm gone like the 12th or 13th.
Oh, when are you going to be back?
And then I will be back around the 24th.
Okay, we have to have all 5 members here for that.
So what's 26? The
24th? Well, I have to go to 26.
A Tuesday, 26. So why not the 26th?
Yeah, that's why I said the 20. We can do Is that give us enough time to get that filed with Andrew?
Oh, that's what we were wondering about.
Yeah,
the filing of it.
We could do both motions, I believe, on the 26th.
Yeah.
I don't have my deadline.
Can we do it before she leaves? That way we're not scrambling at the very...
Well, that wouldn't give us any time for input.
What's the second motion, deadline for the second motion?
Is the 8th. I'll have to go down.
8th of August?
We could do the copy with the mayor in June.
Mm-hmm. When is that?
It's the third Saturday.
16th. You can do it because I'm going to be gone.
16th.
I'm going to be gone. Bill's going to be gone. I can take Cindy with you, though.
I'm
going to
be on vacation.
You say the 16th.
Yeah. Good luck.
I'll be in town, but I have a wedding that afternoon.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'll be in Bristol.
NASCAR
now? NHRA.
When is that?
Drag races are out there.
Okay.
It's my Father's Day gift.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
What day have you been to one of those yet?
The 16th.
It's very
relaxed. Exactly. I could never afford to go there when I had kids at home. Bristol for the NHRA drags.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's like brings.
Sorry,
is
that
what you're asking? Where for? Coffee.
So then the July.
July the 27th is the first resolution of necessity with the county auditor.
So we could do a meeting on the
27th.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then August the 8th is for the Board of Elections.
Okay.
I've already talked to Andrea about possibly if she could be here for that meeting. That way we wouldn't have to have two meetings.
So
what was the deadline again? I'm sorry.
27th.
July 27th.
Ooh.
So we could do it on the 26th. Okay. When are you going to be back in town?
I'll say the 24th.
That's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So the 26th would really be about to be the earliest one that we could do.
Yeah. Right? Or if you wanted to go on Wednesday, the 25th.
I think you're going to need a day in there just in case. I mean, get the paperwork. Your deadline's the 27th.
Yeah, would you rather do it on the 25th?
I'll have it into her by the
27th. She'll get it
done. It'll be done. All we have to do is just sign it. She just has to put her amounts down and sign it. And
I just have to get it to her by the 27th.
Yeah. So you want
to... Can you hand it to her the 27th? Okay.
So you want to try the 26th for our regular board meeting in July then?
Then you're going to have another one right away in August.
No, we can
unless
do them.
Unless Andrea Unless Andrea will come to the board meeting on the 26th, then
we'll have to find out if she's around.
That'd be better.
Yeah. If not, we can do one on the 2nd. We can do a special meeting on the 2nd to put it on the ballot.
August 2nd?
If we could.
Yes.
So let's pencil in the 26th for our regular board meeting in July.
Okay. 26. What time?
7.
7. And if you could send a notice out, someone send me a reminder. Yeah, I'll forget.
Usually 7.
No, I'll forget. I'll get home and go, what day was that? I guess I make sure I'm in town. I'm pretty sure I'm in town.
July 26th?
Yeah.
Is that the one you want me to come back for, too?
Yeah. Hey, won't that be exciting?
And just for the executive
session. Yeah, for the executive session for us.
And then did you say on the 2nd as well?
No, if we can't do them both on the 26th, then the 22nd is a backup to get to get the Board of Elections, to get for the Board of Elections, yes.
Not 22nd.
What'd I say?
22nd.
Oh, my God. It's not even 8 o'clock.
The June meeting,
28th,
is that right?
28th
is June meeting?
Yes. Okay. Yes, and you're running, you're in the seat on the 28th.
June 16th.
Is that the 16th?
Yeah, that's
it. Oh, yay. Awesome. Yeah. All right.
I feel important now.
Yeah, okay.
Now it'll be on the
and I think they started at 9.
Now, have you asked the administrators to give you names of people from the school to sit in them, to have like one focus group to do?
We haven't.
Can we do that?
Yeah.
We did.
We intended to.
We just said no.
Now, do you folks have a group of people that you want to put a meeting together of invitees, kind of like we did for the superintendent meet and greet? But why don't we, I don't care how it works. You just want to ship me like 4 or 5 names. We'll do it like we did for the superintendent search. Just kind of, when we'll get just kind of
have an open community.
Well, we can have an open. Well, it'll be open, but I want to make sure we invite people. So
but invite some specific.
Right.
Yeah, because you know how those open meetings are. It's you and the crickets are typically there. So if we have invitees there, well, at least you know what I mean.
Now, when are we going to do that?
Well, let's see. How about after the 4th? After the 4th, because we have a regular meeting on the 28th. Why don't we pencil it in for the Is everybody here on the 12th of July?
No.
No, you're gone.
I think I'm leaving.
How about the 10th?
I'm not. I'm gone from the 7th to the 14th.
How about the 4th is on a Wednesday. Oh, my God. You don't have to be here.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily have to be here. In fact, if you want, we can just do it with two.
If I weren't here, yeah. That's what you can
well,
say.
Well, yeah.
And I won't be here either.
We can just do it with two board members. I mean, really, all we're doing is just presenting and getting feedback. We don't have to have – it'd probably be easier just to have two board members there so it doesn't have to be a – take a roll call or anything like that.
As long as you're clear up front that it's not going to be the full board.
It'd just be two,
trouble.
Yes.
Yeah. One person.
So I can do it on the 12th. Who wants to do it with me?
I'm sorry, what month are we in?
July.
12th?
Anybody?
Okay.
You? You're the last one, Tracy.
All right,
Tracy and I on the 12th.
We lose.
Yeah, sorry. You drew the short straw, sister.
July 12th is the community.
So that'll be the community group, and then the administrators are going to have their group of school people to do that meeting, and then we'll have a meeting with the chamber, and then you're going to find out about the senior people.
I am.
Our seasoned folks. Okay.
And Sue and I are going to do coffee with Mayor Gore on June 16th.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay? You may want to take Cindy with you.
Yes. Are you available that morning?
Yeah, are you?
Well, I'm supposed to be helping pick up trash along Route 31.
Yes!
That sounds like a pretty good alternative.
Good cinnamon rolls.
Yeah, they are
good cinnamon rolls. Orange does.
Exactly.
Okay.
That, I was doing my community duties with Rotary.
They'll understand.
So I'd have to do it some other time during the year, and it better not be cold.
Yeah, you go out there and pick it up in January. All right.
We can go this Saturday. It's supposed to still be cool.
So that should cover us for meetings and for presentation and stuff like that. Okay. All right. Then. Hold on. And if you want a couple board members there, figure out something. Okay. Well, then if there's no other business, then we are going to go into executive session. I'm not going to wait. We only need three to go into executive session.
Okay.
So I need a motion to go into executive session at 8:12.
Second.
It's moved and second. Roll call, please.
Mrs. Devine?
Yes.
Mrs. Power?
Yes.
Mr. Mamie?
Yes.
Mr. Lassiter?
Yes.
Okay, motion carries. We are in executive session.
At
8:13. Turn this off.